Hi, folks. It's been a while since I did a voice note, but I do want to keep this thing alive, even though I'm doing a lot of different content for a lot of different platforms right now. But that's what I want to talk about today. So I imagine not many of you have probably listened to the end of the latest Freebooters, but we were tossing around the idea about putting reels, out and about for the various content that I make and that we make. Because pretty much, a huge amount of what I make these days is with other people, because I think that's what I enjoy the most. And I have been spending the last couple of days experimenting with some of the different platforms, because I like making short content, which is difficult for me, because I don't tend to like consuming it, but I do like making it. And some of my favorite videos are indeed vertical video short content designed for being looked at on phones. You don't have to look at them on phones, of course. But I have opened an account with a couple of different, I don't know what you call them, services, providers, whatever. And I just want to check in with the early stages so far. I'll probably come back once I've got a better feel for the ground for all of them. But the four platforms that I'm sort of looking at now, first is one I'm currently already using to a degree, but I'm ramping up the loops, the reels, the shorts aspect of it, and that's YouTube. I've been cutting up Freebooters content as well as the Ours is the Theory content. That's the Game of Thrones content, Game of Thrones podcast that I'm on. And I've been splicing some of the highlights up into reels, shorts, loops. We need a word for it. I'm going to call them shorts. And I've been putting them on the YouTube channel, the shorts. YouTube makes it very easy, especially if you've already got a YouTube channel. And it makes it very trivial to have multiple YouTube accounts, because it seems from my understanding of YouTube, but also I've done a fair bit of extra research on this recently, that you should really stay in your lane with your YouTube channels. Like, you, if you're going to do a type of content and you expect people to subscribe, they're going to have to know what the next thing's the next thing that they're going to be getting is on a par with what they are used to. And I feel this because if I subscribe, for example, to a music channel because I like their music, and then they start posting a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff, I gotta be honest, I don't like that. I find that a turn off, because I'm not interested in behind the scenes. I'm interested in the music. And that's where your second channel would come in. A lot of people will push back and on this for several reasons. One being that the views are just generally higher because you're pushing on extra content onto your main platform, but you can also argue that harms long-term viewer retention as well. Algorithmically, it likes to put content and channels and stuff into boxes, so it tends to work quite better if you're quite specific there as well. But I've done countless channels on YouTube over the years, and it's always been the case that the more versatile a channel is, the more difficult it is to succeed. That's not to say that versatile channels they're doomed to fail, but they are an absolute uphill battle. My channel became reasonably sized off the back of distro reviews and talking about free and open source software. Anytime I deviate from that, people just aren't interested, because that's not what they subscribed up for. So them's the breaks. So I think when it comes to the corporate platforms, I don't mind playing their game, because I can put content on my terms on my own website that I host and back up and all that kind of stuff. And that's what I do. So for anyone that does care about content that I make and all that kind of stuff, you'll never be cut out the loop if you check it on my website. In terms of shorts contents, though, so YouTube, going back to YouTube, particularly with shorts, is they are actually doing really quite well. The shorts do tend to get pushed quite well anyway. I think that's just because YouTube can churn through a lot of shorts. It can put a lot of shorts in front of viewers' eyes and stuff like that. So I think in terms of discovery, it's effective in that regard. So you do end up getting quite a lot of views and a decent amount of engagement off of the back of those views. Although I think short form content doesn't lend itself greatly to people feeding back in terms of comments and stuff, because it just seems like people watch, people scroll, people watch, people scroll. And that's just, again, them's the breaks. So with YouTube Shorts, yeah, the views are great. The engagement is fine, I guess, and all that kind of stuff. And it's and the UI for it is very easy. You can use it on the computer as well, because I don't really want to do this kind of stuff on my phone if it can be avoided. So that's great. Everything on YouTube that you can do on a computer, you can, everything you, on YouTube you can do on a phone, you can do on your computer. It's excellent. really need that, because not all platforms are like that. And some of them are quite trivial in what you need the app for and what you don't, which is kind of bizarre to me, but there we go. So far with YouTube Shorts, I really like them. In fact, so far to say that it might be the thing that I start focusing on, because, you know, less than 3-minute videos, and you know, like I say, they don't have to be like blazingly short. They can be, you know, you can get a decent amount of content in 3-minute videos. But one thing I have noticed with YouTube Shorts is that a lot of people I know in the real world, like, you know, non YouTube creator online-y friends, but people I know, they watch those, they enjoy it. They're not going to sit down to a 2-3 hour podcast, no way, no how. Not many people are. Those kind of podcasts and stuff, they're made for, you know, a very niche audience that me and Drew are very passionate about, and also me and Jenny and Max and everyone as well. Like we have our you know, it's a small community of people, and it's an incredibly niche audience that we're creating for. But in that regard, it's the audience we like the most, which is understandable. It doesn't need to be big, because it's the people that we want to make all this stuff for. I'm also going to apologize for using all the content, you know, using content and using all the, you know, audience and things like that, listeners, viewers, all that kind of thing. I don't know. It just audience seems to be easier. Even though I don't, you know, even though to me it's, you know, I'm making stuff for friends in a way, which sounds a little dangerous on the internet, but at the same time, it is how it feels. So Shorts does seem like a bit of a decent outreach for the channel, and it's an already established channel, and YouTube already knows exactly, you know, what lane we're in, and Shorts are great for this kind of thing. It also means it folds in things like live streaming as well. We did a live stream last night, and it went really well. There were, you know, a decent number of new people that came in and stuff like that, and that's kind of nice. Like, we're still talking small numbers for anything other than Shorts, but it's fine. It's like we're not doing this for that kind of reason. But Shorts is a great way to distill the key moments of what we're talking about and put them in a way that most people can digest, and I appreciate that. There's very few podcasts I would listen to that are more than a couple of hours. Like, that's, you know, ludicrous. So, and again, we're making it for ourselves and for the small number of people who are interested. But there we go. It's where the heart is. So that's YouTube. Next one is Loops. This is the open source federated one, which is relatively new. It's been around for a couple of years now, and I had an account on Loops for about, I want to say, 2 years or so, since its beginning. And I realized this because I went to sign up for it. It goes, oh, your email address is already registered. So I did that, and I realized that not only have I got a Loops account, I've set a handle on it, which I don't think I can change. Haven't tried, don't care, because when it's Fediverse stuff, I care less about, you know, algorithmic stuff and playing the game and everything, and I just want to do it my way. So I called it Chris Vision. I called it that 2 years ago, and I'm just going to stick with that now. So I'd done up a new avatar, which is Barry Chuckle wearing thick glasses, because, you know, it's a joke. And I'm just putting all the stuff that I'm working on up there. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's no schedule or anything like that. It's just, you know, that's the sort of most natural way that I'm posting stuff up there. So far, it's been pretty good. I'm not expecting it to reach the same kind of engagement as other platforms, but so far, already on a couple of days, the videos seem to be getting around, and I've actually been using Loops to view videos as well, because I'm interested in discoverability on the Fediverse. And interestingly enough, it's, yeah, like that kind of way of just skipping through video after video after video until you find something that just catches your eye. I don't know. I kind of see the appeal of that. I have on occasion done the YouTube Shorts, but I got to be honest, a lot of the short content I find a little bit vapid and addictive. Like, it's all hooks, and a lot of it isn't substance. Some of it is, like you know, life hack videos and more personal videos made by like people about their day and stuff like that. Love that stuff. But the you know, I do worry with a lot of the short content, it's algorithm farming, and I guess that's not necessarily the content that I kind of want to watch. But again, we'll follow how this all pans out. But with Loops, it throws a lot of content at me that I wouldn't necessarily watch, but it's It's more interesting content than what I found on the other platforms so far. Not all of it is English speaking, and I don't entirely know how the language filters work on that. So sometimes I'm skipping through, I think, like a lot of German videos and stuff like that, which look interesting. And I'm pretty sure, judging from what little German I know, that it's in line with my interests and stuff. But my German's not good enough for me to check out Loop's Recreation on it. But other than that, it's nice. A lot of it is people just filming stuff that they're going to, events that they're going to. Some of it is people just talking about an issue that's important to them. And I don't doubt that a lot of this content is probably just, you know, stuff that they've posted elsewhere. But it just seems to be, you know, it seems to sit in a nice place on Loops. Like, it feels very much what it, I think, was meant to be, which was short form content on the Fediverse. And so far, it's easy enough to set up, and it's easy enough to use. And I just like it. Like, it's maybe one of my favorites so far. I think it's definitely in the running to be the best. I've had a decent amount of engagement as well, comments and stuff. But also, what I do like about the Loops is that, you know, you can subscribe to it from a Mastodon account, or I assume a Pixel Fed account, or anything else, and also an RSS reader. It provides an RSS feed, which I think is particularly important and useful. Atom, to be specific. So there's that. I have also tried TikTok. I think I've had the least success with TikTok, if I'm completely honest. I think I don't know why, but it has not directed a single view my way. I thought it might be that they shadow banned my first account that I created, so I created a second. Shadow banned that too. I assigned my phone number and everything to it as well. But I am on a VPN, and I don't know if that interfered. The first time I did it, it thought I was in Brazil for some reason. My VPN isn't going through Brazil. And it wouldn't let me change it until I spent something like 30 days posting from a the fucking British VPN. So I don't fucking get that. So anyway, I managed to wrangle a working account out of them. But it does seem to basically be, I don't know, shadow banned or unfunctional. So I've tried to make it work. Also, the content on TikTok is fucking disastrous and just the worst. It's awful, 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 awful. Can't stand it. It's by far the platform that I've seen with the most AI content. It's the platform that I've seen that has the most rage bait content. It's the platform I've seen that has by far the most toxic masculinity content. That it feels when you're watching those videos that you're being manipulated or you're being influenced by an influencer in a nefarious kind of way. Like, it, I gotta be honest, I feel the same way about TikTok as I did when I tried it a few years ago. It's just awful. There's no TikTok redemption. I'm sorry, there's not. The content that it was showing me was just absolutely awful, and I think it just intended to keep me attached to the app by shocking me, or, like, you know, enraging me or provoking me. This, you know, it to me epitomizes everything that is toxic about social media, as far as I can tell. But also huge amounts of algorithm farming. Like, the amount of AI stuff that was there was astonishing. The amount of stuff that was just there to dunk on people was astonishing. The amount of just, like, it just felt a very stupid place as well. Like, no one there on that platform just, like, had any interest in engaging their brains in a meaningful way. Like, it was just awful. It was just absolutely awful. And honestly, if TikTok is like a primary social media platform for people, all I can say is I just hope the algorithm crapped out on me as badly as the content creation account bit crapped out on me, because TikTok, yeah, fucking fuck TikTok, it's just awful, awful. So that one is almost certainly going to get the axe. And then the final one that I tried is Instagram, which I have used Instagram before and since closed my account because, you know, I'm not a big fan of big tech and all that kind of stuff. And so far, it seems to be kind of on a par with YouTube Shorts. The videos that it recommends me so far, although it's a newer account, so I'm not necessarily, you know, expecting it to know me, say, as well as YouTube Shorts. But because YouTube Shorts can just throw me shorts from some of the 500 channels that I've subscribed to, and it'll be a safe bet that it at least will be something vaguely in my sphere of interest. Instagram, actually, the shorts, or I think they call them reels here, that they throw up in front of me, they're fine. they are what you might expect out of Reels. It's mostly people showing home renovations and things like that, really. Life hacks as well, decent life hacks. So, you know, maybe some nature clips, animal stuff. You know, like, I think it's quite broad. It's stuff that might appeal to a broad base of people. Again, probably because it's got little information on me on it. But it was relatively, like, inoffensive and fine, I guess. So, there we go. I know that Instagram is deeply problematic, and I know that Meta are a horrible, horrible company. Which is one of the reasons why I hoped TikTok would be a little bit better, although now that they're owned by Oracle, just as bad, really, isn't it? Maybe just as bad? I don't know. They're in the same league of shit, aren't they? But anyway, this is just a vague effort to just throw my content into somewhere a little bit more mainstream. And I will see how it goes, really. You know, I got to be honest, at this juncture of the experiment, I kind of am favoring Fediverse and Fediverse things because it works the way that you expect it to work. And if it breaks, you can fix it. Because I'm on a VPN, I think that I got my account got flagged for suspicious logging in or something on Instagram. It took a best part of an hour for it to work itself out, but it did work itself out. But, you know, that's it. Sort of like you have to wait on the mercy of a platform like that for it to sort out any issues, which does suck. So there we go. I am interested in what you folks have to say. So check out, if you email me or find me on the Fedi if you are interested in, telling me off for using fucking Instagram and TikTok, because, you know, it's shit, isn't it? But it's, you know, yeah. To be honest, the way I feel like that my content is primarily hosted on my servers. And that's the Freebooter stuff. That's the Game of Thrones stuff. It's personal stuff, too. And this is just just me throwing it out there. Like, it's not a primary form of primary platform for me. If it gets shut down tomorrow, I will make a point of it not being an issue. It won't be anything that I rely on or monetize. And because my stuff is typically Creative Commons, attribution non-commercial, I think it is, then, you know, there's nothing to stop anyone else doing it. So at least if I'm doing it, I can do it on my terms and do it properly. But there we go. That's just a thought. But yeah, so far it's Instagram and YouTube Shorts. YouTube Shorts are actually returning the most number of views so far in terms of Shorts, but by quite a margin. I don't know, that feels like YouTube's got a bit of a head start, because I've been posting Shorts there for longer. It was the first one in the experiment, and also YouTube knows the channel a little bit better, so it probably has a little bit more of a framework to recommend to people. So there we go. That's just a few thoughts. Like I say, please do get in touch if you do have any thoughts on it, or tips, or whatever. Yeah, if you do care to follow me on these platforms, I don't know, send me a message and let me know, and I'll send you the thing. I'm not going to, like, broadcast them out, because I'm not here to post these to people who I already know. This is outreach. If you want to check out the Shorts, check out the Loops. I'm Chris Vision at loops.video, I think it is. So, yeah, give that a go. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me. That's about it from me. Until next time, I've been Chris Ware, and you've been awesome. Toodaloo.